Animator Ron Campbell has some impressive names tied to his career. The Jetsons, Scooby-Doo, the Rugrats, and a certain British group with an affinity for a brightly colored submersible.
There's only one way to go out.
How's that?
Singing!
One, two,
three, four!
Campbell helped animate various Beatles-themed projects, including the 1968 film Yellow Submarine. He's retired now, though he still tours the country. Campbell is in Charlotte this weekend talking about his work and drawing in front of an audience. He spoke with WFAE's Sarah D'Elia.
Australian native Ron Campbell always loved to draw. Then, when he was 7, he discovered scribbles could become more than just a still image.
When I was watching Tom and Jerry smashing each other with hammers and running up and down keyboards on a piano, when it was explained to me that these were just drawings, and I thought, you mean I can do drawings and they can live? That's extraordinary.
Campbell worked for 50 years in the animation business, drawing or directing, but arguably his most iconic work was with the Beatles. No, he wasn't drawing John, Paul, George, or Ringo in Yellow Submarine. He was in charge of the bad guys.
I was involved with animating most of the Blue Meanies.
That land is a tickle of joy on the blue belly of the universe.
And Chief Blue Meanie and Max, the sycophantic assistant, always carrying the chair around for the Chief Blue Meanie to sit on.
Yes, Your Blueness.
What? Help! I need somebody.
While he didn't listen to Beatles music for that film, it was playing while he worked on the Beatles Saturday morning cartoon, which ran in the 1960s.
It was the baby boomers' first experience with Saturday morning cartoons, I guess.
Yeah. No, I was talking to my parents last night who are baby boomers, and they were like, yeah,
they remember it. Yeah, that's right. Sitting in their living room while their parents were asleep upstairs on a Saturday morning and throwing their Cocoa Puffs at each other. And
well, how do you approach capturing almost the essence of a real-life person and turning that into an animated image?
Well, a little bit of that is thought out, and a lot of it is nonsense. You know, the four Beatles, for example, it was determined that each had to have his own character, his own personality, and there is a sort of a classic thing. There's a leader, there's perhaps an intellectual, there's perhaps a lover boy, and, of course, an idiot. And poor Ringo was stuck with the idiot role, you know. But the characters in all the cartoons are very carefully crafted. Sometimes it gets quite sophisticated, like a child psychiatrist is sometimes hired to help out. And I remember clearly one psychiatrist that was helping us with the development of Scooby-Doo made the claim that 5-year-old, 4-year-old children, when they've learned to speak, they really learn the language before they can speak. And when they can't do it right, they're aware of the fact that they're not pronouncing the words correctly. And it sometimes becomes very, very frustrating to them. So that characteristic was imparted to Scooby-Doo. So Scooby-Doo would be stumbling with the words and mispronouncing words, or, of course, he's a dog. How could he?
You'll throw it out the window!
5-year-olds, we were informed, would empathize with that. That was one of the characteristics of the development of Scooby-Doo's personality.
At this point in your life, what do you get out of drawing and painting?
Life. I stay alive. I'm 76, if I didn't do this, I might just as well curl up in my bed and fade away. And at some point, of course, I will. But right now, I still have enough vitality to keep working.
Is there anything that I should have asked you or anything else that you wanted to expand upon that I didn't give you a chance to?
No, I think you've been quite extensive in your questions.
Okay.
The one question you didn't ask me was, who was your favorite character?
Oh, who's your favorite character?
I don't have a favorite character.
I
love them all.
But who was your favorite Beatle?
I suppose I like the idiot.
Ringo?
Right. He's no idiot, believe me.
Ron Campbell is at the Charlotte Fine Art Gallery today and tomorrow, drawing and selling his work, which includes images of his favorite Beatle, Ringo. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.